Wilmington, Delaware is about as far as you can get from Silicon Valley, both in geography and in trajectory. Delaware's largest city has lost more than a third of its population since the middle of the 20th century. Its violent crime rate is among the country's highest. Wilmington might be the last place that you'd go to get ahead. And yet, last fall, that's exactly what 19 people set out to do. They comprise the inaugural class of Zip Code Wilmington, a new school that promises to turn computer coding novices into entry-level programmers in just 90 days. Today we bring you part one of our series, Life Reprogrammed, which follows two of those students as they look to build better lives in a city trying to build a better future. From the Delaware desk, Avi Wolfman-Arendt has more.
Our story begins in a sleek, wood-paneled room on the second floor of a craft brewery. It's early September, and Zip Code's first class is gathering for the first time. In 90 days, if all goes as planned, this group of 19 novices will be employed as entry-level coders. It's a heady idea, and the mood on this night reflects it.
I'd say the analogy that sticks in my head is you guys are a little bit like astronauts. We have worked really hard to comb 150 folks down to 20 that we think can go to the moon.
That's Ben DuPont, a venture capitalist and one of the school's founders. There are about 70 coding boot camps in North America, according to the industry group Course Report. All operate on the same basic premise, that smart, motivated people can become employable coders with a little bit of intense training. Zip Code stands out in a couple of ways. First, it's a nonprofit boot camp, one of just a small handful. Two, it's one of the very few that teaches Java, a computer language more commonly used in existing businesses, not startups. And three, it's in Wilmington. About 60% of coding boot camps are in a small handful of cities, New York, San Francisco, Chicago, Portland, Seattle, the usual suspects. So when something like this pops up in a place like Wilmington, not only does the curriculum look different, it comes with a mission.
If we're going to show the rest of Wilmington and the rest of Delaware what's possible. We're going to help get you to the moon, but we're also going to have the awesome ticker tape parade for you when you come back. So,
standing and smiling amid the applause is Sean Strauss, 29 years old, barrel-chested, with tattoos covering just about every open inch of his arms.
Dude, this is just a second chance. You know, I've been looking for something to inspire me, and this is it.
Sean grew up middle class in northern Delaware, and like a lot of smart middle class kids, he went to a private college out of state, in his case, Marymount Manhattan College in New York City. Then, when he was a sophomore, a trip across the street changed his life.
I had the go sign to walk, so I started to walk, and next thing I know, there's a car coming at me.
It was a BMW SUV, and it struck him, head on. Sean actually walked away from the crash, but over time, his symptoms intensified. By senior year, he had recurring numbness in his foot and shooting pain every time he walked.
When you're in constant pain, it causes depression.
For comfort, Sean ate. His weight ballooned at one point near 400 pounds. He left school one credit shy of graduation and returned to Delaware, where doctors determined he had four herniated discs in his back.
You know, just getting out of bed and doing anything was such a daunting, intimidating feeling. I didn't think I would have a normal, functional life again.
Last June, he was 29 years old and living at home when he interviewed for a $13 an hour customer service job at Capital One. He didn't get it.
And I'm searching for the meaning of life on Facebook, and I come across Zip Code Wilmington. And I'm like, holy shit, I think they made this for me.
Sean has always been good with technology. He's the guy family members ask when their MacBook has a bug or their iPad won't charge. Zip Code offered a chance to turn that inclination into something bigger. And when he was accepted, it seemed like the end of a decade-long losing streak.
My whole world was lightened, you know? I thought in terms of my future instead of just in the present. Now I've got a reason to wake up early and get out of bed.
It's another early morning for 28-year-old Joel Guevara. Tool belt on his hip, drill in hand, he's plugging away inside a gutted office space full of naked walls and dangling wires. He makes $17 an hour.
It takes a lot on your body and a lot of years to be in a position where, you know, you're not struggling paycheck to paycheck.
Joel grew up poor in Westchester, Pennsylvania, the child of a single mother from Puerto Rico. He barely graduated high school, had his first child at 19.
None of my family members went to college or anything. A lot of the male in my family went to jail for selling drugs and everything like that. Just felt like, you know, I was just going to be like one of the rest of them.
Joel knew he needed a change. After high school, he enlisted in the Marines, became an aircraft mechanic, served in Iraq. When he came back, he bounced around jobs until finally latching on as a carpenter about 3 years ago.
But I had the little seed planted in my head that I could do better and I was going to do better in my life.
Joel likes to build things. In his wayward teen years, he says he doctored car engines for use in illegal street races. As a Marine, he fixed airplanes, and now he wants to build programs to finally translate those engineering instincts into a stable middle-class career. It's Joel's last day as a carpenter. His final job is on the 16th floor of a skyscraper in downtown Wilmington. Zip code Wilmington is on the third floor of that very same building. Come Tuesday, he will go down 13 floors into another world.
Before he got here, I was playing this. I played this song like three times. Sam Cooke's "Change Is Gonna Come." That's like the theme song for the day, because theme song of my life right now is, you know, change. I've been working a long time, and now it's finally gonna pay out.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come.
Oh, Joel wants a way into the middle class. Sean wants a way back into society. Both feel the next 90 days provide a path to get there, and we'll walk that path with them. From the Delaware Desk, I'm Avi Wolf-Manarin, WHYY News.
Beyond the sky, it's been a long